Test 76, Section 3, Question 11. Now, this question, it's saying the principle above would most help to justify the reasoning in which one of the following. So the principle, again, is going to be a big if-then, and then we're going to find an example that matches that if-then, where the evidence matches the if, and the conclusion matches up with the then. So it says, a person who knowingly brings about misfortune should be blamed for it. So if you intentionally bring about misfortune, then you should be blamed. However, in some cases, a person who unwittingly brings about misfortune should not be blamed. So it's saying, if you don't know, then yeah, you shouldn't. There's some cases where you shouldn't be blamed. For example, a person should never be blamed for unwittingly bringing about misfortune if the person could not reasonably have foreseen it. Okay? So there's actually kind of two principles, but the big one that I'm focusing in is the last part, which is saying, if you couldn't foresee it, then you shouldn't be blamed for unwittingly doing it. So if you couldn't have seen it coming, then you accidentally bringing misfortune, you shouldn't get blamed for that. So then we get our answer. So we're going to look for something where we have that case. Although you would have realized that... So, although he would have realized if he had thought about it, it did not occur to Riley that parking his car in the center lane could lead to an accident. So, if an accident does result, he should not be blamed. Well, the thing here is that's not saying he couldn't reasonably have foreseen it, because it's saying he could have foreseen it. So, his actions don't really meet the criteria and actually should probably be blamed. So even if it just says in some situations, and in order to meet our condition, you have to not have reasonably foreseen it. You couldn't reasonably foresee it, and I think you could foresee that it would cause an accident. O had no idea that suggesting to her brother that he take out a loan to expand his business would cause the business to go bankrupt, nor could she have reasonably foreseen this. Okay, so we're meeting the conditions, right? We know didn't intentionally do it and couldn't have reasonably foreseen. So if the loan does cause her brother's business to go bankrupt, she should not be blamed for it. That's really good. In fact, that seems perfect for what we'd get. I would just take B and go, but let's look at the others really quickly. G had no reason to think that serving the hollandaise sauce would make them ill, but he was concerned that it might. And so there we get, we're not really meeting this condition, because concern that it might means could reasonably have foreseen it. Thus, if it does make G's guest ill, G's should be blamed. Well, the other problem here is we don't have anything that says you should be blamed, just situations where you shouldn't. Then, when Dr. Fitzpatrick gave his patient the wrong medicine, he did not know that it would cause great blood pressure. So, if no one else knowingly did anything that contributed, then no one other than Dr. Fitzpatrick? Well, this is totally out there. It's not talking about no one reasonably foreseeing it. And so we can't really get anything on that. That's not really talking about the right people. And then any reasonable person could have foreseen that dropping a lit cigarette and dry leaves would start a fire. Thus, even if Cap didn't realize this, she is to blame for the fire on the farm. Problem is, this passage doesn't really say anything about whether or not you should be blamed if you should have known. It's just saying if you didn't have any reasonable, you know, if you couldn't have reasonably foreseen it, you shouldn't be blamed. And therefore, yeah, answer choice B is definitely our best one.